Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I don't know whether you've seen that video that's gone viral of the shop assistant. We think it's in Russia. She's behind the counter and there's a queue formed and one man starts attacking another man and attacking him savagely. And he's whacking his head off a vending machine. And from behind the counter out steps this young woman, about 25, 26, and she goes over and confronts the man who was assaulting the other man. And the other man confronts the young lady, much smaller than him, and he is obviously intent on now having a go at her, but she punches him to defend herself before he can get to her, and then he proceeds to go at her again, and she punches him again, and he ends up on the floor, and the man who was being assaulted, she's back behind the counter in jig time, walking away, and the man who was assaulted went over and shook her hand and said thanks for defending me. The pressures that people in shops have to put up with. So I'm talking to Anna, who's originally from Mongolia, lived here for three years and is working in a grocery store in Stony Batter in Dublin. Anna, what happened on Monday at 6 p.m?
I think it's just everything was a little bit blurry at the moment because okay. I was just shocked.
Okay.
Because it was just a normal day. We are an hour before closing time. There was a male customer comes in and asked for a tea and sandwich. And then when I turned around to make a tea, and he started doing the disconnecting, the chill and everything, but I turned around when I heard the noise, and then I realized his hand was underneath the chill register. And then at first I thought it's just he dropped his coin or something.
Yeah.
So I turned around to help him, and then he just he turned around to see and look at me with like really scary eyes. And then I think that's when I realized something was wrong or something is going to happen there. And then That's when he starts pulling the till to himself.
Okay, he was grabbing the till in front of you and trying to. Obviously, that in itself was frightening. But the way he was looking at you as well knew he was dangerous. So did he get the till?
Yeah, of course. He just cut all the cords and things. And he grabbed the till and smashed the floor with the till a few times. And just, I don't know, he was screaming at me or something, but I couldn't really comprehend anything because I was in shock. It was very scary at the moment. So, and then, I don't know, he was just pulling everything, so everything was dropping on the floor. And so, and then he starts smashing the till on the floor. And then I think he successfully cut all the cords. And then he grabbed the till and ran out. I was trying to push all the panic buttons that we usually wear around our neck when we are working at the moment. Yeah, but I pressed everything, but I just couldn't keep calm or anything.
So he went. Did he steal much money, Anna?
I'm not sure because I just started my shift 2-3 hours ago before it happened, so I have no idea how much money or how much was in there exactly, because we usually check it at the end of the day when we close the shop. So I really have no idea how much was in there.
And have you, Anna, do you reckon, have you seen him before in the shop?
No, I don't think so. I really don't remember. And he was covering half of his face, so... So I didn't really, I don't think he's from the area, to be honest, because it's kind of local area. We usually know
Stony Batter
of the local people, because they usually come in very often. So we know the most of the people who live around the area or just pass by. But I don't think I know him or I have seen him before. I don't think so.
Okay, and how are you now, Anna?
I'm really prepared, and that day was still shaking, a little bit jumpy at the moment, because I just never expected this could happen. So, yeah.
And the shop is called Moo's, isn't it? It's a well-known,
yeah.
It's a very popular shop in a very popular part of
yeah.
the city. You do
yeah.
You do Italian food, isn't that right? Italian
yes.
grocery,
yes.
okay.
Yes, Italian grocery, yeah.
And, well, I hope the police have been told, haven't they?
Yes, they came and everyone was called. I just couldn't call anyone else. So when the men ran out of the shop with the till, there was a woman and a guy. They saw him running out of the shop. So I think that's when they understand what's happening, and they came into the shop to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy called the guard to me, because I was just very, very scared. So I
yeah.
couldn't really do anything at the moment.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Are you back in work, Anna?
No, I don't
okay.
think I can, yeah.
But do you think you will go back to work?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Oh, God. I'm sorry to hear
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks.
And since you arrived in Ireland, then, have you just... is that the one type of work you've done, retail work?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay.
I worked in a restaurant before as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, take your time. But you think you might find it difficult to go back to... retail work?
At least now, I think.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I'll just see first. I have to be more... I've been trying to be more calm, but still...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you look after yourself. You did your best, Anna. Fair play to you. Good.
Thank you.
Good. And I see a few calls yeah. there saying they know you from going in and out of the shop, and you're always kind. They say you're a very gentle person, Anna, and very good at your job. So I hope things will work out for you. Anna, thanks. Thanks
yeah.
indeed. That's Anna originally from
yeah.
Mongolia.